Totes Recall.
Ooh, welcome to Totes Recall, the podcast where we talk about a movie we can't barely remember. Push pause on the recording, eat two pizzas and two salads, thank you patrons, while watching the movie in question. Come back for a second half of the very same show, talking again about the very same movie, evaluating how our memories were, how the movie holds up in this day and age, and other topics on and off topic. Damn it. My name is Dan.
So close.
Yep.
This is Molly.
I'm also Dan.
And I'm Beth.
And our movie this very special episode.
What's special about it?
Well, it's our annual romance movie, which is a Disney movie.
Oh.
Nothing's more romantic than Disney.
Cartoons. Yes.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
What's the movie?
Kiss, kiss, we love you. Aristocats.
Whoa.
The Aristocats.
I get so confused because the Aristocrats is just a filthy joke,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And the name of a documentary about that joke.
Yes. I tried to watch the documentary and I felt that was too filthy too.
Mm. Well, they so tell this the joke is not a lot.
Yet.
A lot.
Yeah. This is not that. This is about cats.
Correct.
Yeah.
Are they aristocratic really, cats?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I've ever seen it.
But not in the way of the joke.
Yeah. Okay. No one means that.
I wouldn't think that, yeah. It's not like a disgusting circus act.
Children's movie.
No one is actually an aristocrat in the aristocrat joke. Is that clear?
Yes. The Aristocats.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering if these fancy cats are as fancy as like a czar. I've never seen this movie, I should say.
Is a czar your North Star
for fancy?
For the
fancy?
Most
interesting.
Fancy.
Interesting, okay. Really? That it's a czar.
It is very interesting. What country do czars represent?
Interesting. Remind me again?
Well,
America?
Former Soviet Union.
Oh, okay.
Where I once visited for 4 weeks, but that does not make me a communist.
4 weeks. Yeah. I put in. You can say you're a communist on this podcast. That rules.
4 weeks.
It's 2025, baby.
4 weeks. This is a movie that came out in the past.
Okay.
I'm going to say 71.
Nice.
Ooh. I don't feel good about it, but it's what I said. But I would believe any year from like 59 to 84.
Same.
It couldn't have come out in the 80s because I feel like I would have seen it. Big question mark there, though. There were only so many movies they could show us at an after-school program. So
sure.
I don't know. I like the 70s feel. I'll go with 73 for fun. It's probably from the 60s, though. I will guess the 1960s and the 1970s.
Nope. No, that's terrible. You're terrible. I will say 1967.
That's a much better guess.
I'm going to say 65.
Nice. The sex number.
65?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, if you know what you're doing.
Yikes.
The Aristocats.
The Aristocats.
Has everyone seen this movie?
I have seen this movie.
Did you not hear me say I have never seen this movie?
No. It was probably in the middle of your weird Russia story.
Yeah. You actually slipped into Russian for a bit there, and we just kind of
just rolled with it.
Yeah.
Talked about czars for a long time.
Yeah.
It's the next day.
Wow.
We had to stop recording.
Four weeks makes a lot more sense now.
Exactly. I don't know if I've seen this movie.
Not only have I seen this, I've seen this a lot.
Really?
Same.
Because it was my sister's favorite movie when she was of a certain age.
And she's younger sister?
She's significantly younger than I am. Molly, I come from a non-traditional family for reasons that you love. And so like I was providing childcare while she was, and that meant being present while she watched the movie.
Yeah,
and
totally.
It was Aristocats over and over and over.
I see.
That said, I don't remember a ton about it.
I had it on VHS in one of those like white clamshell Disney. Sure. Yeah.
From the vault.
Dare I propose a Union Strong pro-communist 2025 totes pre-call?
You dare.
From me.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'll time it.
Great. Thank you so much.
I, who also have not seen it, will just step aside and allow
I forgot.
Also, Dan. You forgot.
Yes. Because we immediately went into that weird Russia story again.
Why don't you two do it together?
Yes.
To each of your own ability.
Yes, agreed.
Communism style.
Yeah, baby.
3, 2, 1, go.
We open on a large manse.
Ooh, I'm glad you mentioned that. A large vance?
Manse.
Manse? Is that short for mansion?
The cats are there. They are fancy cats in the mansion.
Oh, mansion.
They are a family, maybe? There's a patriarch cat.
There's a cat named Marie, and she's super cute.
Ooh, there is a cat that is like a non-fancy cat, and they're like, get out of here.
30 seconds.
Oh, my God.
You're not wearing a top hat and a monocle.
There is a song and dance about how fancy the cats are.
Ooh, and how bad capitalism is.
Really? I would argue the opposite.
Well, they try to show how bad capitalism through the excesses of the aristocrats.
Satire. I see. I love it.
It's cat-tire.
10 seconds.
Amazing. Yeah, that deserves it. Cats. One of the rich cats is kidnapped, and they have to go rescue the cats. And they're like, oh, out into the filthy world?
Ooh, gross. And
time.
There are dogs?
There are dogs.
Yeah, like,
I accept antagonists.
There's got to be at least one.
Propel the story?
Yeah.
And the dogs represent...
This is a bet now.
Did you not hear time?
We're right now betting about dogs.
Okay.
We pivoted to a bet.
Wow, incredible transition.
Thank you.
We barely even perceived it.
Yeah. Here's my bet. There is a dog, but it's not an antagonist so much as just like a goof.
Yeah.
I'm not saying there isn't also an antagonist dog, but I'm saying there's also a dog who's a big old goof.
I can picture a big fluffy dog.
This is like 101 Dalmatians era, right?
Okay.
Or at least to my mind.
We're talking Midnight Bark or whatever it's called?
Yeah, the Midnight. Is it? That's right.
Oh, that's right. From Dalmatians, yes.
Nailed it.
So I don't think the dogs will be as good,
okay.
But I feel like there could be a real floppy dog.
Nice.
I don't remember many. There probably are, but I don't remember any
like
dogs.
Like a Bichon Frise.
Oh,
is
nice.
That a floppy, hairy dog?
That is a tiny white cloud dog.
Yeah, I'm thinking more like the shepherd dogs with like the fur in their face. You can barely see.
The tall ones?
Yeah, the ones that have the fur in their eyes.
Yeah, like the dog that Prince Eric had in Little Mermaid.
Oh, maybe that's the dog I'm thinking of.
Maybe.
What are those called? It's
I have no idea.
Common sheepdog.
Sure.
Oh, they got a curly one. I'm thinking of a straight-haired dog.
What?
There's another tall dog with straight, long hair.
Oh, sure.
It looks like a weird horse.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Totally.
Anyways, like a greyhound and a horse and a sheepdog got together.
And Cousin It. Yes.
Yeah.
This movie's about cats, though.
Right.
Yeah.
I believe you are correct that there is a kidnapping situation.
Whoa.
A catnap?
Kind of. Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah, I mean.
Is it a cat that's kidnapped or is it a human owner of the cats?
I think the
or both
parent is kidnapped.
What?
And there's three children. They're the main.
We're talking cats or humans at this point.
Cat children.
Okay.
Got it.
And they go on an adventure. Kittens.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And are there
lady
any
lady cats?
Oh, lady cats. Nice. Are there any
lady child cat? What do we say?
Oh, lady child.
It is a lady child.
Lady cat.
Named Marie.
Marie.
Ooh.
They're all named Marie.
Just one.
Oh. And then there's maybe two lady boy. No, gentleman boy cat. Wow.
Gentlemen
we'll just call them
child.
Cat lads.
Gentlemen cat.
Cat lads. I like cat
Ooh,
lads.
I like cat lads
cat
too.
Lads. You're welcome.
Especially if they're aristocrats.
Yeah.
Okay. Two cat lads.
And a
one lady child cat.
That kind of sucks. But I mean, after cat lads.
Yeah.
I guess you could do a cat gal, but it doesn't really have the same.
Kitten gal.
Oh, we don't say that.
We don't say gal?
Kitten, right?
We don't?
That's parallel to girl. And Molly is outlawed.
Oh,
girl.
I see.
I don't know the outlawed. Lady Child came out of the difficulty of deciding based on the age of a particular character who was not yet a woman, but it seemed
not
infantilizing
sure.
to call that person a child or a girl. Lady Child.
I see. Say, Buster, I'm a cat gal. Why don't you come up here and smoke a jazz cigarette?
I think there is a fun honky-tonk cat club
ooh,
that they go to.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yes, Dan, you have your hand up.
Yes. Are there any cats that are racist?
Probably.
Yes. Not like the cats themselves are racist, but the depiction of the cat is racist.
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay.
Beth, you want to expand on that? You seem very confident.
Yeah, there's a great song in the middle of the movie called Everybody Wants to Be a Cat.
Ooh.
That sounds like a great song.
It's already sounding like Everyone Wants to Be a Bear Cub.
What?
A human cub. Anyway, keep going.
What are you talking about?
From a man cub?
The
Jungle Book?
Jungle Book.
Bear Necessities?
No. There's
gotta
a song.
Be a man. That's man cub. And stroll right into town. I'm going to be just like the other men. I'm tired of monkeying around.
King Louie.
Yes. Yep.
Well, what is that? Has nothing to do with bears, though, right?
No, what I'm saying, though, is it's parallel in terms of wanting to be human. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
King Louie wants to be a human?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's dumb.
Yoo-hoo-hoo.
Want to like, be like you.
He's a king. Why does he want to be human? Like whatever. You. We'll watch it later, like probably.
Okay.
Should we watch that? Maybe.
But there is a there's a cat. Okay, it's played. They run into a bunch of cats who are in a jazz band.
Yes.
And one of the cats
but
is.
But also, oh no.
Yeah. One of the cats is uses a lot of like stereotypes of Asian people. Like a and then,
nice.
Yeah. And then, but also has like buck teeth.
Ooh.
And yeah.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Didn't they already do that in Lady and the Tramp?
Yes.
That's got a real racist Siamese cat song.
Yes.
They didn't have teeth, I don't think.
They're Siamese.
They just had like the
chopsticks.
Well, no, I think this one has a chopsticks because I think I've seen the GIF on the internet of people being like, uh oh.
Yeah. The cat, I think, plays the piano with chopsticks.
Oh, man.
And I'm pretty sure it's one of those like Disney thing. You know how like at the beginning of Disney movies now, they unlike at least their streaming service, they have like the little title card that's like,
sure,
hey
friends,
we're aware this is messed up no matter what time
Best
it came
Beth.
From.
Title card apologizing in advance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
But as far as I remember,
the rest of the jazz band is,
I think they're all just cool cats.
It's not like Minstrel Cat or anything.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there is a wealthy woman.
Okay.
Who, I think they're in France.
I was just going to ask if this took place in US of A or not.
France sounds right to me
as
well.
Okay.
She is a single lady, and she has a beautiful white cat named Duchess.
Okay.
And Duchess has three kittens.
Okay.
Marie and two cat lads.
Nice.
Wow. Buster.
Francois.
Yeah.
And she leaves her fortune to the cats.
What?
Whoa.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And the butler is pissed.
All right. So we got some class warfare here?
Yeah. And so he takes the cats and he like throws them out into the wilderness.
I think cats, Molly, prepare yourself. This might have cats being put in a sack and thrown in a river.
Oh definitely.
No.
Yeah. Oh, no.
At least over a bridge.
Sure.
Yeah.
With the intention of going into the river.
Of like drowning cats in a sack.
Water.
What? Yeah.
Oh, this.
They're fine.
Okay.
They're fine.
Also, they're fictional cartoons.
Yeah.
I know.
The voice actors are probably dead by now.
Oh, my gosh.
Although, and also, you know, Disney sometimes would use models to sketch out their animations.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
Also, Dan, come
on. That's pretty cute,
What if Walt comes in and it's like, fill this sack with kittens and toss it over this fake bridge
come
we built?
Come on. That's horrifying.
It's only like a foot off the ground and there's a pad under it. He just wants to see what happens when a sack of kittens gets thrown over a bridge.
Oh, this is terrible. Well, okay. Can I just interject
with
something that's both fancy and French related?
Yes.
Wow, baguette.
These are all qualifying. I had a coworker and we had at des corporations who, you know, we had those old school things where you'd be like, you, so-and-so is out of the office. Please leave a message at the tone.
A voicemail? And,
like a,
but like the greeting,
but not a greeting where you record like, this is Molly Chase. You've missed me, but more like, this is
Molly you just
Chase.
Say your name
and then
it
you
does
just
the rest
say
automatically.
Your name.
Yes. Got it.
Beth, edit this so it's more streamlined.
Yep.
Got it.
We had the kind of voicemail where you just say your name.
Got
you
it.
Don't do an entire intro. And his was King of France. And it got me every time. Sometimes when I was feeling down, I would just confirm he wasn't in his office
just
and I would call the number just so I could hear King of France. Very effective.
Molly, I love to bring frivolity and jest to Turner Broadcasting.
See, I didn't even mention it was a Turner, even though it was.
King of France.
You could just feel that that was a Ted Turner story.
Exactly.
Was it Ted you were calling?
Oh, I wish. That would have been
It is I, Ted Turner.
King of France.
The king of France, the king of broadcasting. I shall purchase the syndication rights to many classic movies.
It's the Station Superbe.
Now I shall go to my Buffalo Ranch and enjoy the vistas.
I'm sure the second half will only improve our accents.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because we'll have a reference after that.
I don't think that they have French accents.
Really? Butler? Does the butler have a French accent?
Butler's gotta.
I think it's like one of those things where it's like...
Butler.
Or is he like
how dare you take my fortune?
Or is he like an uppity Brit that's been hired?
Yeah.
Damn it.
I think that it's like one of those things where it's like... Oh, they're European, so they all have English accents for some reason.
Sure, it's like when it's a movie about Nazis, but they need to understand what they're saying.
Or Romans.
Yeah, yes. Yep.
So he steals the cats, or he tries to kill the cats?
He throws them over a bridge for sure.
Okay.
And they're like, what will we do? And then a tomcat, who I think is named Tom.
Well, sure.
Is he like a sassy cat of the streets?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so this is
awesome.
Also Lady and the Tramp. Again,
I've never seen Lady and the Tramp, so I don't know.
This like Overboard, where
I guess it is Lady.
Is this Overboard where I have to like throw them over the bridge? The lady cat forgets who she is, and she'd already like insulted the tomcat earlier.
Yeah, the tomcat,
and now he's like, "Oh, you're my wife. I mean, you are my beautiful bride,
my wife. I am a cat.
I'm a tomcat, my wife."
I desire Thomas Cat here to exact a complicated revenge on an upper class kitten that's insulted me once and now I shall traumatize her for many days.
Molly, do you want to do French accent work?
I was kind of waiting for it to be over.
It was never going to be over. Get ready for another hour of this. That's a warning to you and the listeners. Yeah. I'm going to bet at least one animal has a French accent.
Got it.
Right?
Like a frog?
Well, that's the thing.
Is that two on the nose?
I mean, it's old Disney. They already have to apologize for the racist cat. So
I think there is a frog scene, but I don't think the frog speaks. But there are definitely
repeat
sassy geese.
Sassy geese.
Oh, hell yes.
I like that.
You
should be writing this down.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, there's definitely the cat jazz band.
Amazing.
Who else do they run into?
So they go on like a hero's journey and run.
Yeah,
into
so the
various,
rest of it,
okay.
I believe, the kids is are them trying to get back to Paris they're homeward bound.
Okay.
Tom and Duchess kind of fall in love. The kids fall in love with Tom as well.
So there's no dirty cat children. Like from the streets.
Tom
doesn't have like a wayward boy.
Not that we know of.
Well, I mean, he definitely has kids out there for sure.
He's got.
If he's not spayed, like, did you know that two
definitely not spayed.
Neutered.
Unspayed cats in 10 years can produce, guess how many cats can be? I think I've done this on the year before.
Two?
400.
If you start with
500.
Spayed.
1,000.
2,000.
In 10 years, how many cats do you have?
You're talking like the eventual like family tree of the cats.
Eventually family tree.
How many
tree.
Okay. So neutered cats do I have?
Yeah.
Two.
Unlimited?
No, you start with two.
Are we start with two and none of them get neutered.
Are you saying that one is a male cat, one is a female cat?
Yes, got it.
Only
I was confused.
Lady
child I was like,
cats.
I don't know.
Biological capability of conceiving a kitten.
Okay.
With no help.
And are they into each other?
Yeah.
They're
so down to flock.
Okay. Well, I don't know how long their gestation window is.
Great question. Yeah. 2,000.
Can I ask questions on this?
You can, but you're just supposed 4, to be 000. Shocked by the answer.
How many years? 100. 10 years?
100?
5,000.
That's my guess.
88,000.
What?
What?
Wow.
Damn.
How is that possible?
Cats be banging.
Wait, so we're talking about... Okay, you said this earlier.
Yes.
This is a continuous... It's not just those two cats.
No, it's the total cats that start from these two cats.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, so
that
are
makes
the
more sense.
Are they... Is there incest?
Yes, of course.
In this example... Listen, this is an example...
This is a Schrodinger's box of two cats banging.
Okay.
But the box is large enough to hold other cats.
That just illustrate how important it is to neuter or spay your pets.
listen to Bob Barker.
Okay. Because anywhere in that timeline, it could be disrupted, right? Of course. Just have some some spayed cats, some neutered cats. Mm-hmm. But a tomcat, I'm going to say, has probably got like...
He's been around.
Oh, Tom's been around for sure.
Yeah.
As they say.
So yeah. Maybe that's
he's
like...
He's slanging sperm all around France.
Ew.
Oh, God. Podcast just ended. Actually.
No, the podcast just began, baby.
Yeah, I wonder if that, like, as an adult now, if it's like, oh, he's actually choosing to settle down with these cats.
Oh, sure.
So that's what makes it special.
Because you got a sugar mama now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Does Duchess understand the wealth that she's acquired? Like, is that even something that they're aware of?
I think she knows that she has it better off.
Okay.
Well, okay, so one of the cat lads, I'm pretty sure is like, loves the idea of being a street cat.
Oh, sure.
Like, he thinks that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cats are very learned also. There's a whole adorable scene of them like,
in cat school?
Doing their arts and stuff. Like playing piano and painting and stuff.
Okay, it's like Jane Austen times where they all have activities.
Yes, they know how to play the harpsichord.
Of course.
Yeah.
How else are they going to land a male cat if they can't play the harpsichord?
Yeah.
It's true.
But it wasn't called a harpsichord. It was called something else. I don't remember what it was.
Le harpsichord.
Oh, there it is.
The tiny piano.
I'm just picturing Schroeder's little piano. Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited for everything but the potential drowning scene.
Yeah, and the racism.
Yeah,
and the racism.
Molly. Yeah.
Are there songs, and can the two of you remember them?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody wants to be a cat.
Everyone wants to be a cat.
Write it down. Somebody write it down.
That's the one I already wrote down.
This is how we do it. I'm trying to keep us honest here.
The piano is like... something about arpeggios.
Okay.
There are probably more.
Cat. I don't know. I can't remember.
Was that Jingle Bells?
Is that Jingle Bells? Yeah.
Cat.
Good one.
Shut.
Is it just the international and in meows?
If during this movie you're just doing Duolingo, Dan, I'm going to be really mad.
I took high school French, so.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Bready.
It shows.
Dangerous.
It shows.
Yeah.
Those are the only two I can think of.
This is a two-songer, you think?
I think there are more, but okay. Those are the
Frere
only two.
Jaca.
Oh.
So it's not even like original songs about the cats. It's just classic French music.
Yeah.
I see.
I feel concerned that we stepped away from bets about the movie, and now we're just like trying to find excuses to use a French accent.
Yeah. I went to
Paris the second half.
Once.
I kind of love the idea of that being a classic French song.
Cat.
I mean, it kind of is, right?
I guess it's a classic like, kids song, right?
Yeah.
Right.
That counts.
It counts.
It's in the cultural zeitgeist. Children. Why did I learn it?
It was originally in French. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, fair enough.
Why would I
say it not in French?
What?
I know the lyrics in English.
Brother Jack?
Ew.
Brother John.
Nope.
Are you sleeping? Are you sleeping, Brother
yes,
John?
Yes, there it is.
Brother John.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he's
dumb.
He's a monk.
Mm, all right. Fair enough.
You get it.
Is he sleeping because he's drunk?
Probably.
No!
He might be.
Le vin. That's wine.
You don't know.
Oh, my God.
The Friar.
Y'all, I think we have to get to reading.
Le vin.
Okay, Molly, how should we rate this film?
Is that actually what it is? It can't be.
I don't know.
Cinéma.
Is that French?
Is cinema a French word? Holy shit.
That might be. Le cinéma.
It's going to be Cat Lad, not bad.
Cat Lad.
Comma.
Not bad.
Not bad. Exclamation point.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
What is
Cat Lad, not bad. Cat Lad.
I have an idea if you're stuck.
Please.
It is.
Hold on. Just real quick. I want this on record. You are always welcome to just tell us what it is.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of times we're guessing and we're really good at it.
It brings to mind, for me anyway,
brings to mind the old website Hot or Not.
Mm.
Y'all remember Hot or Not?
Yes. No. I mean, I know what it is, but I didn't go to that website.
Good for you.
Because you weren't a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah.
In the 90s.
I had pictured it as a young adult graphic novel.
Ooh.
Where Cat Lad, it has a crippling sense of anxiety,
mm-hmm. oh.
but through the friendships that Cat Lad forms.
Friendships
wow. that Cat Lad forms. He becomes more in himself
uh-huh.
and not bad becomes code for like, I'm feeling pretty great.
Great.
So it's a positive story.
Absolutely.
It's to inspire young people to like.
To like make friends.
Yeah. And feel better.
And feel like it's okay to be a weirdo, you know?
A little self-confidence.
Shout out, that's local great. Reference to the Catstronauts comic and the waffles and pancakes.
What are you talking about?
It's a graphic novel with cats.
Okay.
Made by a local
author. It's called Catstronauts?
Catstronauts. Yeah, they're cat astronauts.
Nice.
And there's also like younger kids' books, Waffles and Pancakes. The one we have, they get lost in the
museum.
Are
these also cats?
Yeah, they're all cats.
Nice. Okay. We almost named our Chihuahua Waffles.
Drew.
Oh, that's such a good name.
Right.
Rockingham. I met him once.
Nice. Don't be a creep.
Nice guy. Had a French bulldog.
Hey.
Very cute.
Nice.
No cat.
French.
Interesting.
Le bulldog.
Ah, it is. What was his name?
Drew.
Ah, it is I, Monsieur Drew, illustrating the astronauts.
Le chat de space.
I cannot wait to hear how we're
going
to
Thank you for finally saying cat in French. It's been bothering me this entire time. I was like, what is it? I don't remember.
Yep.
Now I remember.
Dan, you go first, as we all know. Cat Lad, not bad.
I know nothing about this movie other than they are cats. It is a Disney movie. It's probably fine. I'm going to say 3 because I want to say 4, but want to punish it for racist cat depictions.
Great. Beth? 2nd.
Yeah.
That's what we know.
I also know this. I think that this movie is not probably the most like outstanding story, but I think it's really cute.
Mm.
And I think the animation is great. And I love that song. Just like cut out the racist part, Disney. I don't know why they just, I don't know. Anyway, we'll talk about it later. So I'm going to go 4.
Nice. Wow.
C'est moi.
Trois. Un, deux, trois.
Trois. Moi, est toi.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that.
Oh, boy. This is interminable.
This rules. This is going to be a great episode.
All this Hollywood German we've had to experience.
Exactly.
Had gotten to experience out of
Thank
Beth's
wow.
ears. Now, c'est moi. I, despite watching it a number of times, I don't remember a ton about it and don't have particularly fond feelings towards sure. it.
Because you're too busy watching your sister.
Yeah, I just stared at her the whole time. Yeah. Made sure she didn't fall off the couch. Got her in that $20 an hour. That's what I made.
Wow.
Did you? Nice. As a child?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice. I was making like $2.250 max per hour.
That's
you got
you
20?
Were underpaid.
I mean, I know California's expensive, but that is outrageous. What is it, like $40 now?
I don't know. I'm not providing childcare in California anymore.
And being paid by your own family.
Yeah.
Wow. Family like really loves you.
Yeah. I mean, you've met me, right? C'est moi. Oh, no. All right. So I'm going to go 3. I think the cats will be cute.
Nice.
And it'll be fun. Other than that, eh.
Wow. Okay. Eh. Okay. Hi.
Un, deux, trois, quatre.
Oh.
What?
Cat.
Bless his
That's
sweetheart.
4 in French.
Nice.
Yes.
This is amazing.
If that joke's not in there, what are they doing?
Really?
Hi. This is Molly.
Hey, Molly.
I go 4th and no one is offended by that. I don't have any memory of this. I will say I've seen certain pieces of artwork. I have purchased clothing with artwork of Marie.
Oh, okay.
For my child. No okay. big deal. Don't dox me. And so I love the artwork. And now that I'm thinking about it, I should have guessed a year in the 60s. Like, let's say 63 or 65.
Beth got 65.
Okay. Or 60,
Too late. You already said whatever.
That is not a sex number.
Okay, well, look it up.
Don't. Please don't look it up. Anyway, all to say, I don't have any nostalgia for it, but it looks beautiful. And I'm a little worried about the racism, but that's like par for the course. So anyway, I'm going to give it a cowardly 3 with high hopes of it being higher by the time I watch the film.
Real quick, I think it definitely passes the Bechdel Wallace.
Oh,
because
great.
The
Duchess.
I think Duchess speaks to her daughter. Nice. I think the
rich lady.
Rich lady talks to both of the girl cats.
Incredible.
I don't know that there are two humans that speak to each other, but
that's fine.
I mean, it's called the Aristocats. Exactly. So.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So that's
Thank
my
you.
Guess.
Wow. Way to pull it out of the fire with that last minute Bechdel Wallace.
Thank you.
Wait, the first half was on fire this whole time?
It was.
We would have gotten letters.
Showed.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Oh.
Se
they
showed.
Know. Everybody knows. Okay. And.
Je showed.
Stop. And with that.
Justly should.
And with that, we are going to press pause, go watch the Aristocats, and we'll be right back.
Oh, wow.
I was just giving it a beat so that Beth had a clean opening.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Hey, everybody. It's the middle of the show. It's already been 90 seconds, and we've ruined the podcast. Wow. It's Valentine's month. In fact, it was just Valentine's Day, and if you didn't realize that...
I forgot.
Oh, no. Are you in a long-term relationship that you consider Valentine's Day a thing you need to care about?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. You can show your affection the totes way by going to bootypatrol.totesrecall.com
yes.
and getting yourself a dove to flock mug, which shows your partner that you are serious.
Yeah.
And that this is a serious relationship. It is intimate, or it could be more intimate.
You are open to intimacy.
Because you are open to it because you are a dove to flock.
Anyone can buy an engagement ring.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
But what people really would appreciate is a dove
novelty.
To flock novelty mug.
Exactly. From a regional podcast.
From a regional podcast, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, imagine the story you could tell your friends if that's how you propose to your partner by getting on one knee and presenting a mug that is an inside joke from an episode of a regional podcast from a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
That if you then explained would probably just confuse your friends more.
Yeah.
There's also hats. For other things.
You know what they say? Either have a good time or a good story.
Mm. Oh, that's true.
In this situation, you forgot Valentine's Day, so you're having a good story.
You're right. Right.
Can I tell you about a weird engagement?
How long is it?
Appropriate time. No, I'll save it for later.
Stay tuned for maybe bonus content half a year from now when we remind Molly to tell us this story. Merch.totesrecall.com. And now back to the show.
And we're back. We just watched 1 hour and 18 minutes of surprisingly few French accents and incredible animation and mostly fun.
Yeah.
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 C'est vrai.
What?
Oh, boy.
It's true.
That's what? Do we figure out what that guy yelled? We'll talk about it.
Sacre bleu.
No, the other part before that.
Oh, no.
Where he said,
Sacrit or something like that.
Sacrit.
Sabrit.
Something like that.
Something
I don't
like
know
that
one.
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
I also got ahead of when this movie was made, as did Molly. It was made in 1970. We guessed all around it.
Damn. I mean, I guess the literal decades of the 60s and the 70s. And 1970 is in the middle.
None of that is
you
true.
You overshot it the most.
And undershot it
everything
the most.
Everything you said was...
So it just equals out.
Disqualified.
Yeah. Just absolutely
undershot it the most was 65.
It. Nice.
Nice. Y'all are so weird.
Anyway. Uh-huh. Something else that's great other than that joke is our segment called 60 Second Summary, in which we summarize the movie that just happened to us and in 60 seconds exactly.
I can try.
All right.
Oh.
Did you want to traditionally?
Oh, sorry. You would need to volunteer first.
I can do it.
Oh, I can do it.
Oh, okay.
Great.
Okay.
Dan, would you be so kind as to time?
I would love to time. Are you ready, Molly?
Yes.
Go!
We open on an adorable animated opening with little kitties running across the screen. Then we move into a very stylish French mansion where Madame has a, just as was foretold, a mama cat, three kid cats. Two of them are cat lads. One's a cat lady, and she is Marie, and she's great. Anyway, Edgar gets wind, who's the butler, gets wind that he will only be a beneficiary of Madame's will if the cats
30
die.
30 seconds.
He sets out to kill the cats. Along the way, we meet some geese. We meet some southern dogs. We have a lot of motorcycle chasing. There's a mouse that's a detective. There's a horse that's very pleasant, has a wonderful singing voice. And there's a group of cats who are in a jazz band.
10 seconds.
And in the end, the cats make their way back to Paris and all are accepted into the home of Madame. And Edgar gets shipped to Timbuktu.
Time.
Wow.
100% Utah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although I would like to just quickly add that in the Edgar's attempt to kill the cats are far away from home, which is why they met all these animals.
That is really fair. Mm-hmm. That is very fair. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But otherwise, pretty much covered it. I mean, honestly, like it was a 80-minute cartoon movie for children. Like you did pretty much cover it. Yeah. Like there was a surprising amount of not the cats characters taking up screen time.
And just a tremendous amount of physical comedy hijinks surrounding the butler, who was terrible at riding bikes.
Yeah, and wearing suspenders, apparently.
Yeah, I have a lot of feedback for Edgar.
Please, let's go.
My main one, like, I don't want him to kill the cats and inherit Madame's money.
Sure. Which, again, we should make clear, which he would have eventually inherited her estate.
That's my main point. Like, if he had just cooled his jets a little bit.
Yeah.
Like he would have gotten it all.
Yeah. Maximum 12 years.
Well, that was the problem is I guess like he's just too dumb, right? Because he like is doing math in his head where he somehow gets it under the impression that like all four of those cats will somehow outlive him.
Yeah.
Oh, he says they have 9 lives. I like, don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. It's a funny math joke. But also, buddy, come on.
Yeah.
So yeah, here I'm confused by it actually because what does that mean that the cats are going to inherit the money?
They
can't spend money.
I don't know.
So is it like he inherits the money, but he can only, it's like earmarked for cat
like
spending?
Like he's essentially the cat trustee.
But he has to be able to like
so he can still spend
pay
it.
Himself, right?
This is what's remarkable. He would still be living in that gorgeous home with all, access to all the estates.
Did not think it through at all.
At all. All you'd have to do is simply care for the cats as he already was.
Yeah.
And great. Those cats are awesome. Well, and like, they can do art and play piano.
Yeah. He could probably even like charge people to watch the cats do stuff. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Very true.
That's all his money. That's easy money.
Oh, yeah. Edgar.
And then what's his name? What's the lawyer's name?
George
Harcourt is so goofy.
Also not French.
We'll talk about it. He probably wouldn't even have like written any sort of restrictions on like what his stipend to himself could be, right? Because he'd be so distracted by like he'd write down like the cats do this, and then he'd get distracted by how horny he is for dancing with Madame.
Yeah,
despite being over 80, we'd learn.
Yeah, what's their relationship?
Oh,
you think
they are former/present lovers.
Yeah, dog.
I agree.
There was an incredible moment in the viewing of this movie where when we first see their dynamic begin to flourish in the scene. Mm-hmm. Molly, who previously decried the use of French accents, said very confidently, "Did they bong?" Yes. It was delightful.
Yeah. Oui, oui.
Did they bong?
It was Paris in 1910.
Did they bong?
Oh, I should have mentioned the year.
It is Paris 1910.
That is an important.
It's a caption on the screen that lets us know.
Yeah.
A little title card.
Is that, what's Moulin Rouge times?
That's near-ish that, right?
Is it?
Maybe before, a little bit? I don't know.
I don't know. That's the worst movie on earth.
Is it pre?
Hot take.
Wow.
Somebody call Anne Hathaway.
She could do that movie. She'd fit right in.
But she wasn't in that movie.
I know, but she
so
has
like,
the same
good
vibes.
On her, right?
I think she was too young to be in that movie.
Cat Away is in this. Could be in this movie.
What?
and Cataway.
What are you doing?
Oh, that's good.
What are you doing right now?
Is it?
No, it's not. It's terrible. He's just going to keep workshopping it until we tell him it was good. So just say it's good.
I feel seen.
I don't know.
I did make an error, speaking of math issues, at the beginning when I said that in 10 years,
yes,
if you had two cats who yes. were
oh, cat math.
Unaltered and assuming that
fully intact, yeah.
all of their offspring were the same, that it would get to 88,000. Uh-huh. I was wrong. The answer is by the 10th year, as estimated by the Humane Society. So they've got like a big agenda.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
But by the 10th year, 80,399,780 cats.
This is like the first two cats are like the Adam and Eve of cats.
Yes.
There's no other cats.
Correct.
Yes.
And so then their children are begotting other cats yes. with, amongst themselves.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a great situation. It's more to illustrate. It's less about inbreeding of cats okay, and more about just about. The sheer quantity.
Adam and Eve, not because, Catum and
there's an average of
Steve.
Wow.
Wait, we're workshopping this.
It's good. It's good. It's so funny. Oh, that was great. But there are 2.8 kittens, so this movie is pretty accurate, although apparently
2.8?
It's an average.
Three. Average. Well, there are three, so you round up. It's
like
three.
When they always say, like, you know, a nuclear family is like 2.5, 3.5 yeah. children, whatever it was.
Go. Oh, 2. You're 5. Saying the cat math is 2.8.
2.8,
yeah. It's cat math, dude.
Cat okay. math, come on.
How often do they have babies?
What are you, Edgar?
It's calculus.
Oh! Okay.
Nope, don't reward that one.
That was good.
Thank you. But anyway, with two litters born each year and the new cats having kittens of their own, the numbers increase exponentially, which is 12 kitties in 1 year, then 66, then 382, and then by the 10th year, you get to 80 million plus.
God damn.
Wow.
So that is why you need to spay and neuter your cats.
Yeah.
And that is why Thomas O'Malley.
He's laying cats sperm all over.
Legally,
I mean,
legally, Abraham DeLacy Giuseppe Casey Thomas O'Malley.
Yeah. Yes, very good name.
Geometry.
What?
That's another bad thing.
Geometry?
Yeah.
Oh good. That was so good.
Wow.
Wow, Dan. yeah, it's just a lot of cats.
It's a lot of cats.
So I want to be clear. I'm pro cat romance.
Sure.
And I wanted to feel, okay. You so there's a whole.
You're yeah. an abstinence only.
Yes.
Cat.
I just feel like maybe, project. You know, plan your pregnancies if you can.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. If you're a cat.
If you're a cat. I mean, you can plan, you know what?
And everybody wants to be a cat.
Which we learned in this movie from the jazz song.
Even the horse wanted to be a cat.
Oh, yeah. That horse.
The best and worst song.
Oh, yeah. Should we just dive right into the racism?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, we should.
First off, Beth's bet was correct. There was a apology card at the beginning from Disney being like, this was bad and it's still bad. And if you want to learn more about why it's bad, here's a URL.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's also a part of that that's like, if we left it in because we with the hopes that it will spark conversation.
Mm. Uh-huh.
So here's a conversation that's about to be had. But I am wondering about that because if I were a parent and we're watching this movie and then that shows up, like depending on the age of the kid, I don't know like how much I'd be like, so that was racist. Because like, you know, little kids don't really get what that is or like why that would be.
Oh yeah. And I'm already talking a mile a minute through about like this beautiful cat could also be the CEO of her own company.
Right.
I feel like also that spark conversation is so like remedial at this point. Like I think there was a long time where people could have something awkward to full on racist in the world.
Yeah.
And they would say it'll spark conversation.
Yeah. It's like parallel to we're taking our time to really think about this and discuss it internally.
Right.
Yeah. It's just like it's a non thing. And the phrase I heard once and it stuck with me forever is that conversation is not power.
Mm.
That at a certain point, like the theater community here was very concerned because this is a local reference, but this is 10 years ago probably. anyway, they were going to put on yet another years for the third time in the past 50 years, put on the same racist production.
Mm.
And this time they like preemptively reached out to leaders in the community to be like, we want to have important conversations. And he's like, you're calling me for the talk back? you're doing this again. And you just want me to like help you to have a conversation. Like what? It is truly like, and I think I was just like, yeah, that was at least 10 years ago. And conversation, like update your title card. And also it'd be so easy to take out that character.
That's what, yeah, I was thinking about that. And I was like, the character's not in many frames. Like they could reanimate that character so it's not a caricature of like a group of people. And cut out the little section where it has its solo or whatever. And easy, right?
Or get another cat to deliver that line.
You
yeah.
You are suggesting something that costs money.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. Actually, Disney, listen up. I know you have that money.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
And you're
like,
not sponsoring us, so.
For context, there is a Chinese cat in the band.
Yes.
Who is a very racist character. Yeah. Which I was like, oh, there he is. That's the racist one, yeah. Just from the presentation. Yep. And then all his lines are just gobbledygook
plus
Chinese words. Like, it's not even real sentences. It's just like, here's some Chinese
it's
words.
It's like, that's like his verse in the song. It's just like listing things that are associated with China.
And every appearance, there was like a gasp in the room. And then you'd be like, okay, maybe it's over. Yeah. And we keep going, okay, that's probably over. And it just never was.
Every time I cut back, Dan would go, oh no.
Because the song slaps.
I would like to play devil's advocate for a moment.
Oh,
all right.
In that, if we put this in the context of a human being, it is, as I understand it, generally better to acknowledge your mistakes rather than just pretend like they didn't happen. And so that could be argued.
You could still have a slide at the beginning that says, hey, we sparked some important conversation
10 years ago
and then decided maybe we should do something.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm just thinking like, okay, so for us as adults watching it, yes, it sparks conversation and like we're able to reflect on this thing that we maybe saw in our childhood and have sense understood like not okay, right? But like I'm just thinking about like kids today, like they can see that movie without racism in it. That's a possibility, so why not make a version that's available on Disney Plus to do that?
Because it costs money.
Yeah, I know
it but costs it can't money. Cost that much money.
But it costs money.
No, I
understand.
I understand
Megacorp
that
I'm saying going to Megacorp.
I
want to ask Disney to do better.
Yeah.
Okay, good luck.
I'm just asking them.
I mean,
as Beth Gibbs, I'm asking Disney to do better.
Okay. But I think they
give
like,
me a call, Disney.
Yeah, they also probably took, they already probably allocated the money that they could have spent on fixing it, donating it to the inauguration of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Just like every other major corporation. And not to date the podcast.
Right. And they know the line, right?
Yeah.
They're not releasing, what is it, Song of the South
with
a title card before it, because that's not going to make money. But this one, they can still make money off us. We watched it with a title card.
But I was even thinking about it from a licensing standpoint, right? So they do a lot of that line-drawn, gorgeous animation for Marie, the kitten, on a lot of their clothes that they sell through major corporate retailers, including H&M and The Gap and several others.
Wow.
I'm just saying, like, these are also mega corporations, right?
Le Gap.
And this is a movie. No. I'm not going to show my kid.
Uh-huh.
Even though I would love to show it to my kid, but I'm not going to. So something like, I don't know, name any other movie that kids really love and watch over and over again. They also buy all the stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just saw some Bluey diapers today and I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, and I hear that. And I'm like, oh, I wish those had been out a few years ago. See, I'm telling you, Disney, I am susceptible to marketing. And I want to have a conversation that's really similar to the one that Beth Gibbs wants to have.
Yeah.
Conversation of like, stop talking, start doing.
I mean,
please. And it's not even like, okay. Like, you can't fix Gone with the Wind. Gone with the Wind is a hot mess.
Sure.
Acting so good.
So I get putting a cowardly title card in front of something like that, but this is like, it just, come on. And I don't think it's money. I think it's more like we want to respect the original animators or something. I think there's something less.
Yeah. It's probably a combination of all those things, but money is probably the biggest reason. I mean,
Aristocats not such a giant cultural touchstone that if you...
It could be.
Like, if you want to show your children something not racist, go find a movie that's not racist originally.
Sure.
Made earlier.
That's also a good
maybe
point.
Maybe buy...
But I also want to buy stuff that has creators. A great looking cat on it.
I mean...
You got me there.
Also, like,
no other good cats. Like a cat. Yeah.
That, I mean,
Le Chat Noir.
That's a good no, cat. She's white.
Le Noir.
No. Oh, well, you're talking painting. About the painting.
Oh.
Don't encourage him.
I was trying to ask you for clarification.
Wait, earlier you said to encourage him, and now I'm confused.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Me too.
Whatever's less talking, guys.
Less talking, just, more doing, Dan.
I'm sorry.
Put your money where your mouth is that and is cut fair. The racist cat out of. This movie.
I should do a fan edit.
It's also.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, it's personal because I love that song. Sure. I think it's fun. Speaking of fan edit,
just like animate like a giant, like, I guess it's 1910. They had electricity, like a giant fan or a boat sculpture and just strategically like place it.
Over the cat.
Just a big bowl of fruit.
Or just like have a curtain blow in every time.
Yeah, just a curtain blows in every time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Great drumming, Hank.
And then Hank just goes, meow, meow.
Do you know they have an Italian version of Tom O'Malley?
What do you mean?
The cat? For
an Italian cat in the Scat Cat Band.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? No. No, it is not.
Okay.
There is a version of the Tom O'Malley cat who, and this one is basically American, right?
Yeah.
In Italy.
I mean, he's a cat of the world.
Yeah.
So, which means American.
The Italian dubbing of the film changes him to Romeo el Mayor de Colosseo. Colosseo? Nope. Make me sound cool, Beth. Romeo, the best cat of the Colosseum.
Nice.
Which is
a gladiator.
He's an Italian cat.
Sex gladiator.
And the reason is that alley cats were known. I think they still are known for hanging out at the Colosseum, right?
Oh.
In Rome.
Oh,
okay. But anyway, I think they thought that was more fun for
that
Italian
is fun.
Audiences.
Yeah. Wow.
That's fun.
That
went the
fun.
Extra mile.
It costs
for the Italians.
A little money. I'm just saying.
Well,
interesting.
I mean, it was the amount of money they were going to spend anyways to dub the voice into Italian.
Someone had to spend like 15 minutes changing the content.
Sure.
Instead of just translating it.
I'm just telling you, a bowl of fruit. It could just drop from the ceiling.
Well, all their hand painters probably got fired 20 years ago because all of you had to go see Toy Story 100,000 times. It's fine. I like Toy Story.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That's the bad part. The rest
the
of the
movie
is fine.
Yeah.
What's the best part?
How dare you?
The cats are cute.
The three kids are so cute.
They are so cute.
What about those geese?
The geese, Abigail, and...
When they all waddle away together.
Abigail and Amelia Gabble.
Amelia. Oh.
They're great.
Except that they almost drowned Thomas O'Malley.
They're like,
we're going to help you learn how to swim.
Yeah, they were definitely like helpful in the wrong way.
And then they realize, oh, he's dying.
Yes.
And then they save him.
Yeah.
That's fair. They do realize.
Bottoms up.
Yeah.
Bottoms
LOL.
Up.
Oh. Their bottoms go up.
And then... Like, oop.
I'll do
a little further down,
yeah,
and then they dive in and get him.
Yeah. I enjoyed two things I enjoyed about the Gabble sisters. One, that they were just giggly little bitties, but also as we talked about during the viewing, they are the only characters without French accents that are explicitly said not to be French.
Yeah, they're very British. They self-identify as British many times.
They're walking through France. They're having a walk to Paris.
Yeah, so did they swim in the channel?
Yeah, hell yeah, they did.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because they said they swam part of the way.
But can't they fly?
I mean, maybe they flew over the channel, but it sounds more impressive to the cats.
So take a walk.
Also, what I like in there is that Thomas O'Malley, you know, to his credit, he's pretty grumpy with them after they almost kill him. But then he comes around and the charm comes back on.
Yeah, it does.
But he asks if they're swans, which they're very flattered by.
Yes.
And it just reminded me of it reminded me of The Far Side and how funny I was that in that world, ducks were sexy chickens. Like, there's definitely...
Do you remember a specific panel?
There's one where there's like two chickens in bed and one's imagined the other one is a duck. I feel like it was more than one, but I just like this idea of the universal like attractiveness scale of birds and waterfowl.
Yes, absolutely.
Like chicken, duck, goose, swan is like the sexiest waterfowl.
Absolutely. I mean, a swan is like, swan is like a genetically perfect, like, you know, the, like what you picture when you picture like a, you know, like perfect, like movie star physique.
Oh, it is Swan Lake, not Chicken Lake. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
The adult swan.
Yeah.
What?
The adult swan.
Oh.
Young swans, ugly ducklings.
That's true. They're
weird. That was a swan?
Yeah, dude.
No, that was a goose.
I guess it has to be the hottest one for it to make sure, have an impact.
You're mistaking it because of Duck Duck Goose.
And the ugly
duckling?
Gosling?
What?
The ugly duckling.
Oh, you're saying that doesn't...
Ryan
what
Gosling.
Are you doing right now?
No, he's working on it.
This is great. Ugly. What you did is great. Everything you're doing is so good, and you did it.
Is there not a Gosling thing that's ugly?
What are you talking about?
There's
an ugly duckling.
Yeah, who turns out to be a Gosling.
Yeah.
And Ryan Gosling is not ugly.
You just said it was a swan.
Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, right. Shit. I mean, a Swazling.
What?
Swazling. It turned out to be a Swazling.
Can we just, okay.
Swaddle.
What
Swanwool.
Amount
Swanwool.
Of money should we put on Patreon that's just for a special podcast of me just gushing about Ryan Gosling?
Just you?
50 cents.
Like, just you? Like, a monologue?
Just room by yourself?
No, that's
like, you write it beforehand and just read it off of a piece of paper?
Am I there wondering if Ryan Reynolds is considered more attractive of the two Ryans?
I think it depends on the year.
No. Absolutely
people? No
not.
Way.
Yeah, but it depends. That's what I'm saying. According to magazines, it might depend on the year.
Okay. I would help you with a graph of comparing those two perceived attractiveness through the ages.
For sure. Through the ages. I feel like that's key. You got to have the full data set.
I'm not
talking, about you two.
You don't remember
we're talking
young
about the
Hercules?
Data. We're talking about the data.
Gosling was on Young Hercules?
Oh, he was Young Hercules.
He was in
wait, that's not Kevin Sorbo.
No, that's
old
Hercules.
No, he is the young
disappointed.
Sorbo. He plays Young Sorbo.
Yes.
Yeah. He was a Disney kid with Britney Spears.
Yeah. He was a Mickey Mouse club.
Justin Timberlake. Like,
he was cute when he was
a child.
A child.
He's okay.
Cute and now.
Well, I was a child when he was a child.
Yeah.
Okay. It's okay.
Yeah. I mean,
he's 18.
He's 18.
And he always has been. Look, I like Ryan Gosling fine.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Oh, are you going to Anne Hathaway this?
How?
No, he's fine.
Oh, no. Okay, well, this is the podcast.
I liked
all
him
four
in that one
us.
Where he was a sad teacher that did coke. What was that one?
I don't know.
Half Nelson.
Oh.
That was him, right?
I don't know.
Probably.
That of his entire catalog, that's what you're going to pick out?
I've never seen it.
He said he liked it.
Yeah.
But that's...
I'm sorry, I don't like his performance in that. You're right, Molly. I hate it.
And he's ugly in it.
And he's ugly in it.
Listen,
he's
so I'm just ugly. Saying for 50 cents a month, you could get this podcast.
Wow.
Hot Ryan's?
No, just.
No,
it's just the
it's
one.
Hot Ryan and then in parentheses an S and a question mark.
I just wanted to have longevity. We got to get that.
Exactly.
Get that milk
and you got to get those comments going, those fiery comments going on the YouTube.
That's right.
Get people yelling about Ryan.
It's negative engagement, Mom.
That's right, baby. That's where the money is. Crazy algorithm.
So much money in podcasting.
Now I'm trying to think of a third Ryan.
Lochte, the swimmer?
No, boy.
Sure. Ooh, his arms are so long.
What? Is that the character name Ryan on The Office?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because that's Jay.
The construction company, local reference?
BJ Novak,
thank you.
Ryan Air?
What?
Ryan Air, Nike. The airline.
Nike Air.
Oh, Ryan Air. Hottest of airlines.
Ryan.
Discount Air. Well,
Ryan.
Yep.
Ryan.
Okay. Ryan Ranston.
Arista
Gosling's
Ryan
Gosling's the sexiest bird is that's how we got here. Got it.
Speaking
swan.
Of geese, they also have a drunk uncle, Uncle Waldo.
Drunkle.
Who, nice.
Thank you.
Who
drunkle. That's a call forward.
Who's your drunkle?
Me projecting. Wow.
Oh, my God.
What is happening?
So edit this for continuity.
What?
That episode's a good show.
What is happening?
Drunk Uncle Waldo is there. He's also British. Sort we know because he said he would prefer sherry over white wine.
Sherry.
I was also thinking about how okay it was to have like drunk characters in children's movies.
Yeah, right.
Winos, like fully drunk.
I fully support it because it was the one chance for. Not Bijou. What is the name of the mama
Bijou
cat?
Frise.
Duchess.
Duchess. Duchess. It was the one line that Duchess got that was her joke. It was truly funny because Uncle Waldo narrowly escapes being stuffed with chestnuts and basted in white wine.
Yep.
He says he wishes it were sherry. Tom O'Malley says basted, more like marinated.
Yep.
Suave, mother.
Yeah, and then she makes some little joke about, especially when he's marinated.
Yeah.
It's very cute. She has a better voice. Adorable. She is so cute.
She's adorable.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I forgot. I know her name is not Bijou, but my friends stayed at a French B&B.
Duchess? Okay. Are we talking about Duchess?
Yeah.
It's parallel. Well,
you're doing great.
We're talking about a real life scenario where people really went to France and stayed at a B&B.
Is this me?
No. But the whole point is that the homeowner had a little cat named Bijou.
Aww.
And so they woke up every morning to the sound of the nicest person in the world going, Bijou, Bijou.
Bijou. Pss, pss,
pss, and I was like, oh, if I ever get a cat.
That's good.
Gotta go with Bijou.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You didn't, though.
What does Bijou mean?
I think it's like kisses or hugs or treasure. Something like that. Something nice.
Oh.
Oh, and I'll look it up later.
You can look it up now. It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about the dogs.
Okay. Not French.
What does Bijou mean in English? Christ.
When you said I'll look it up, I thought you meant just like type it into your phone quietly.
Kelly podcasting. There's two dogs.
Yes.
Presumably French dogs.
Right. Who sound like they're French.
They'll have, you know.
Napoleon and Lafayette.
That's right. Not quite typical Southern accents. No. Molly, I don't know if you want to weigh in on this. They feel distinct, though, still of the era of like, haha, the dumb people sound Southern.
Right.
Yes. So I would say typically I would be very upset by Southern accents to convey a character's lower intelligence. But in this case, those were real accents.
Nice.
They felt fresh. They felt good to me. And they felt more like a caricature or like, sorry, not a caricature. They felt more like a complete and whole character than just leaning on the, and I'm sorry, Tommy Hanks is great, but the Forrest Gump, like, I don't know how to explain it, but for me, I was like, it was so nice to hear an Alabama accent.
Which one was the Alabama
accent?
I'm
not even from Alabama. The one that's always in charge.
Okay.
And that's an actor who was who's from Alabama and was famous in radio circles for a long time.
Nice. Great voice.
Great voice.
That's Lafayette?
Yeah, and I think he made a joke that his voice never left adolescence.
Right?
I think so.
Napoleon's the big one?
Oh, yeah, Napoleon. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Lafayette is the adorable basset hound that trips over itself.
Stepping on his ears. That's a real thing. It's so funny.
The interactions between the two dogs when Edgar realizes that his attempted murder that was so perfect, it made above the fold in the Parisian newspaper, apparently, but then realized he left his hat and umbrella and... which he didn't mention to the horse, the entire sidecar of his motorcycle.
Yeah, he's like, it was the perfect murder. I'll never be caught except for all of the evidence that I left.
But like once Edgar's, and we should mention, this was a surprisingly lengthy scene that took up a surprising amount of runtime for a movie that is, according to the title, about cats.
Yeah.
But the interactions between the dogs, once they were... violently awoken from their slumber were very real dynamics between two dogs. Yeah. Actually, it started before they even woke from the slumber because Edgar picked up the basket that Lafayette, the basset hound, was in and dumped him into the sidecar that the Napoleon was sleeping in. And Lafayette immediately took up too much room and mentioned how cozy it was, which is very real for two dogs, especially two dogs of slightly different size.
That was great.
Then they at one point ran around its tree, except in opposite directions, and scared the shit out of each other. Very real.
The little dog went under the big dog, which is one of my favorite things to see two dogs do.
We literally, when our Chihuahua goes under our other dog, we literally praise her effusively. Yes. Like, we like are trying to like get into her head, like, this is always a good choice.
Yeah, that's really good.
Bijou means jewel or gem.
Oh, that's a good cat name. Okay.
Thank you.
Bijou. Pss, bijou. Bijou. Lips, lapis.
What? Oh, are you trying to do Spanish?
What?
Lapis?
Lapis?
What?
I'm trying to do like pss, 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 but French.
Oh, sure.
Oh.
Lips, pss, pss. Lips, pss.
Everyone's doing a great job.
Bijou, thank you, Beth.
So good.
Thank you so much.
Bijou, pomme de terre, bijou.
Okay, pomme de terre. Come on. Come on.
Jus l'orange, mon petit chou.
Okay, bijou. There's an episode of Bluey. Speaking of Bluey.
Okay.
Where the dad pretends to be a French chef.
Oh.
And he uses every phrase that you learn in high school English. Okay, you're just going to have to chill out.
Does he do it with an Australian accent?
I'm sorry, what?
Does he do it with an Australian accent?
He has an Australian accent, but he does a pretty good job with a French accent.
Okay, we should probably try to do that right now.
Le croquet.
Ah, it worked.
No, but it's great because at first he just says bonjour, and he's a bonjour, bonjour, you know, he's like doing, but at some point he's like, où est la discothèque?
Nice.
Which is very true. Why do they always teach you how to say, where is the discotheque?
Yep. I guess because they assume you're going to party hard.
I guess, right? But like, can you imagine if somebody walked up to us and was like, where's the discotheque? Or even where's the disco?
Where's We'd the be club like, even? I'm, yeah. Just like I'm the general.
Like you just wouldn't. Anyway,
I guess in some way you'd be flattered for they think you're cool enough to know.
Yeah,
right.
It's like one time I was in Japan at a music festival,
no big deal.
And members from the band Ratatat asked me where to get weed. Did I tell the story?
Did you have an answer?
I did not.
But they could tell you were cool.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, we were sitting around on the ground.
Well, I mean, they made a pretty good call.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
They probably got those California vibes.
Yeah,
sure. It must have been it.
They could smell the.
Sea air?
That
sea
side air. Of the Pacific air.
Sure. Yeah.
I was going to say like...
It was like some avocado essence.
Yeah. Shout out to the Flight of the Conchords song in French.
So good.
It's really funny.
Okay. Okay. All right. We should put a warning on this episode.
How dare you?
You want a little title card before?
Yeah,
it was wrong then, and we know it's wrong now.
The French accent?
Yeah, I don't know.
We hope that our accents create some conversation.
All right. It's Le Crocodile, isn't it?
Wow. There's a lot of layers going there.
Better.
Why is it a crocodile?
I was trying to do Australian French.
Oh, I see. Crocodile Dundee.
Le Crocodile Dundee.
That's not Le Knife. this is Le Knife.
C'est Le Knife.
This rules. This is the best episode we've ever done.
This podcast has been
not about this movie at all.
How dare you? Okay.
Tell me more about the movie, Dan.
I have a question. Here's a conversation I'd like to spark about the movie The Aristocats. What happened to their dad?
Oh, I thought about that.
I think.
Give it to me.
Madam paid for her kittens to be bred.
Yeah.
You think she had someone come out to stud?
Duchess had a stud come in.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Another wealthy.
One stud or three
family.
Studs?
Oh,
one.
Wow. Yeah, I agree. One stud. Those kittens are the same age.
Those kittens are around the same age, but there's an older, a middle, and a youngest based on the way the write-ups that I saw. Or about.
Well, I mean, they're like a minute older.
But
or
you say
fast.
That.
I don't think they're different
okay.
litters.
Pause. Here's a pause. Okay. Oh, my God. First of all, they wouldn't have to be born at different times in order for there to be different fathers.
Okay, true.
Wait.
Two.
Wait, what?
Cats can carry kittens from multiple fathers.
Oh.
This is news to me.
This is news to me.
Also,
that's why they can make so many cats.
Why is there? So then, the penis barbs don't do shit.
The penis barbs.
It keeps.
Yeah, cats
the
got like
cats
a corkscrew
connected
penis.
Until.
Yeah.
Until it is.
I don't think aren't they supposed to like? Done. Isn't it supposed to like pull out the other sperm? Isn't that the idea?
Oh
no, I don't think.
Well,
so.
Some barbed penises are designed to pull out other sperm.
Wow.
Wow.
I guess I don't know.
I thought cats had a corkscrew penis.
That's ducks.
Le Canard.
Le Canard. Corkscrew Canard.
Canard, the corkscrew.
Corkscrew de la Canard.
Oh my God. Beth,
I thought you were
so
sucking
up.
Conversation.
We are. We're talking about penises. I'm saying, what Listen, happened to the owner of the penis that cats. Helped conceive Marie Beldrizior?
Bellior.
Which is a composer.
Nice.
And Toulouse for the painter.
Okay. Cute. Maybe different fathers, because now I'm thinking like Duchess is like that white cat.
Yeah.
Right. And she seems like a purebred cat, right?
Oh, for sure.
So in order to have a white kitten like Marie, would it have to be another? I don't know how cat
I feel
breeding
like
works.
Cat DNA like can get real just mixed chaos. Up, right? It can be chaos.
Look at those
torties.
I do torties.
Feel like the, yeah.
Yeah, look at them.
However.
Seriously, look at them. They're adorable.
They are so cute. We don't need to talk about that right now. What we're squarely focused on is cat reproduction.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But no, I think that you could get a mixed litter like that. I think what is confusing, though, is that Madame seems to have such highfalutin taste.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
so
why I
do
think
we
it's Dutch.
Think, okay, here's theory.
Please.
Okay, Duchess started out or had some amount of time as a teen out on the streets.
Love it. I love this.
And maybe she became with Kitten.
Oh.
She was adopted by Madame.
Sure. Like a My Fair Lady situation.
Like a My Fair Lady. She has her three kittens. Madame takes them all into her heart. But that might be why, one, Duchess isn't as freaked out as you might expect her to be all of a sudden being out on her
Tom
own.
From Tom O'Malley.
Mm. She's shockingly chill out there. Very except chill. When she says we're in real danger.
Yeah.
But even then, she's like, oh, back in the basket.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does. She's got a plan, you know, which I also really respected in any female character.
Yes.
In any movie, almost. The second point is that it seems like Duchess's fear of Tom O'Malley not being accepted into Madame's family was maybe based on a previous experience of Madame.
This is not her first street lover.
Well,
do you think maybe even the father was just a street cat that came over the beautiful wall and spent some time in the yard with her?
Mm-hmm.
And mistakenly, of course, Edgar was like, shoo, 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 shoo. But then they learned Madame was with Kitten.
Yes.
But of course, Madame loves Duchess so much. Yeah. I'm sorry, Duchess was with Kitten. Wow, that'd be a different story. So Madame loves Duchess so much, she's like, let us take in these kittens, even if they are of low breed.
Yeah, because it's true. They aren't like, you know.
Except
anyway,
Marie.
I think from the animator's perspective, they were like, let's have three different colored cats so everybody can see three different
for
cats.
For sure. Yeah, it's the Huey, Dewey, Louie.
Yeah, plus like they're all animated exactly the same. Yeah. You got to do something. But I like to think there's a backstory.
I also appreciate that they did have slightly different designs. Like Toulouse was a little chunkier than his brother. So like even though he was orange, like there was a little more to him than just being orange compared to
The composer.
Belliards.
I thought it was walks. It ends in IT, but I don't know.
Belliards. Marie said it like 18 times. I don't know why I can't remember.
One thing that I really enjoyed about Toulouse, aside from the painting, is because he wants to be a tomcat, right? He keeps practicing.
So cute.
And it is the cutest animation of him hopping up and down with his fur. Like, bristling, and he makes this little sound.
It's so cute.
Oh, it is like the sweetest.
Berlois?
Should we listen to it on?
Are you going to talk to your phone?
No.
Berlioz.
Is that based on anything? Did you just say it twice?
I just said
as
it twice.
As if finishing the conversation?
Yeah, I read it off Beth's phone. And
did
twice.
You read the pronunciation or you just read the...
J'étudie le français en lycée.
I'm gonna...
Says he's the youngest kitten.
Whoa.
See, I'm telling you, there's a birth order.
There always is, right?
I mean,
do any animals simul-birth? They'll come out like...
That'd be wild. I mean, can you imagine if three cats dropped out at the exact same time?
Yeah, I don't think it's possible. I was surprised that there wasn't more class stuff in this.
Me too.
Like, Thomas O'Malley doesn't really drag Duchess at all being fancy, and Duchess doesn't be like, wow, you're low class. She's like, this is great. Your friends
she's
are
also
fun.
Like, this dude is hot.
I mean, yeah.
Like, they are into each other right away.
But I would expect some amount of, like,
me too,
learning about the other side, what is good and bad about
the
They
didn't have time for that.
She seemed they immediately had to charmed animate by his street culture.
They had to animate the butler being bad at riding a bike and getting into it with a couple of dogs.
That's true.
They didn't have time for
nuance.
There
probably was a longer script, but then someone was like, what if we had his pants fall down again?
And in that way, it is sort of a class situation, right? Sure. You've got a bloodhound and that dog Napoleon.
And the butler getting
hunting dog.
Basset hound,
Basset hound. And I think a bloodhound, right? Napoleon?
Some kind of hound. Yeah, I would believe bloodhound.
Sure. Yeah.
So you think the class struggle was represented between the dogs and the butler?
Yes, it was like an almost literal like dog fight for and
are the dogs lower class dogs that they're hunting dogs?
I mean, in this
case, they're also rural.
Okay,
yes, Alabama,
and they steal his hat and umbrella to get a little fancier, and he has to come back and get them.
The rich pit the poor against each other to stay on top.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Exactly.
Okay, I support that. I don't support it. I accept that that's the
you support
proper,
the conversation it's trying to spark.
Yeah, I like this conversation that was sparked.
Yeah. Beth.
Spark.
Berlioz.
Berlioz?
I can Berlioz hear that.
Boom, 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 boom.
That sounds like what Marie said.
It says that Berlioz was a French composer.
Yes.
Okay, makes sense.
I said that too.
Because he plays the piano.
Scales and arpeggios. Let's talk about the songs.
Yes.
Let's do it.
We already talked about Everybody Wants to Be a Cat. It's good except when it's bad.
Yep. Right. We were truly delighted by the opening number, which was a very French man singing about how cats are great.
Yeah.
And he came out of retirement to do that song.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Wow. That's a real live French man?
Yes. It's like a real
sing. A real singer.
Charles de Gaulle.
Mm-hmm. What? You think it was Charles?
How have we not mentioned that Eva Gabor is the voice of Duchess?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, she's sister like of Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Yeah, where is
she? Was on Green Acres.
Eva was?
And she's Hungarian.
Yes, they're all Hungarian.
I think she's also the voice of the mouse in The Rescuers.
I believe so.
Oh.
Wow.
Ooh, and the voice.
She's also white and classy, right?
Yeah.
Am I remembering that right?
She plays a French lady in this. Is she French?
She plays a mildly international lady.
All the accents are European.
Yes, except for the dogs.
Yeah.
And the mouse.
Do you guys know?
And the
cat. Tom O'Malley is kind of American.
And two of the cats, actually.
Like one of the scat cats who is Russian. Do you know what happens if you're Russian in the hallway?
You already did this joke on the podcast.
That's better.
You're doing great, Dan.
European.
You're doing great,
okay,
Dan.
Great. The bathroom. That's
good, really doing. Good job.
Thank
great.
You. Beth, edit that so it's in every episode.
Dynamic joke placement.
Yeah.
We're going to revolutionize podcasting.
Welcome to Totes Recall. What happens
when you're
Scales and Arpeggios. That was a banger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We also got, that also gave us the delightful animation of a kitten playing the piano.
Yeah. It was good.
Oh, boy.
And with little painty paws.
Oh, when the two cats are playing piano together, adorable.
It was. I was like, this is a mess, but it's so cute.
So cute.
Edgar's got to clean that up.
Also, the painting was not that good. Can we say that?
It was
is that all right?
A kitten painted that.
It was an abstract rendering of Edgar the Butler.
Painted a portrait of a human being. That's really
Molly.
Good.
Old Picklepuss himself.
Old Picklepuss himself, Edgar.
Listen, when my daughter paints, I demand realism.
Your daughter is already way more advanced than a kitten.
Yeah.
You would think so.
Oh, Molly. No,
I'm just saying cats are very smart.
Sure, but they're still dumb.
Okay. Compared to humans, the big brains of the planet.
That's right. Our brains are so big, we destroyed the world.
Yeah. In your face, dolphins and elephants.
Yeah, soak it.
I was going to say dolphins are very gifted painters.
Are they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for a while at the zoo, they were doing a fundraiser where you could buy art made by
we got one of those
wildlife.
From the Komodo dragon.
Oh.
Wait. They just have it like drag across a paint or something?
Yeah. They put some paint out and it just walks across the paper. Then
nice.
You got it.
That rocks.
Amazing.
My child loves Komodo dragons.
Everyone should love Komodo dragons. They're awesome.
They're great. We saw, went to the zoo, local reference, saw the Komodo dragon on top of the log.
Yes.
Never seen that.
Huge
Braggy.
Get. Huge get.
Usually just sun under that sun lamp.
Yeah, dog.
The time before, we saw him sniff his own poop.
That rules.
Wow.
Yeah. Big deal.
You're getting the luxury experience over there in Jungle Trail or whatever it's called.
It sees you coming. It's like,
it senses the Jaquettes are here.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta show off. I'm going to be still on top of the log. Love it.
Great. Good stuff. Keep on keeping on.
Crikey, look at my toe.
What is happening?
There's a great Steve Irwin Crocodile Hunter episode on Komodo Island.
Yeah.
He's just like jumping around like, oh, crikey, these Komodos, they'll bite you and you bleed to death. Ah, there's another one.
Just getting super pumped about all the ways they could destroy you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's great. Anyway.
Uh-huh. Speaking of things that are great.
Yeah. Before we get to our final reviews of the movie we just watched, The Aristocats, we'd like to turn to Le Discord,
nice,
our text-based chat platform, where we ask for Q's and C's.
Please. Chat platform.
Oh, do you remember Le Car? Do y'all remember that?
Huh?
I think so.
Le Car?
Yeah.
It was a little tiny economy.
Jean Le Car. Oh, the Le Car.
The Le Car.
Yes, I vaguely remember.
Was it called the Le Car?
It has to be, right?
The Car.
I know, but it has to have been, right?
I think it was just Le Car.
But I mean, like, the way people would talk about it, they have to say the Le Car, right?
I accept.
I learned to drive on a Peugeot.
Ugh.
That's real.
Okay.
In French. Oh
my God. What a great sob story.
You're doing so good at this.
Wow, is that a sob?
I don't know. I'm just trying to keep it moving.
I mean, it was really good.
Oh, yeah. And it's my fault. You were just saying.
Chat platform.
Nice.
The number of times Beth has covered her eyes. Because you know, it's not just this.
It's that she has to listen to it again.
Edit this. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Like, she's preemptively hating having to listen to this again.
If you've been on the edge of becoming a Patreon, this would be a great month to do it. Just to give, like, that's Beth true. A little boost.
Like a little hazard pay for editing this episode.
I'll just remember. I'll be like, this is what the listeners want.
Yes. You can pay in euros and it's extra. Never mind. Leave that one out.
You're giving it more work. You're just saying how she's going to have to do all this editing. Dan, shot platform.
Yes, thank you, shot platform. The reference machine comments, I really want to be the older lady in the future. Unfortunately, I'm a millennial, so homeownership is beyond me.
Mm.
Also, the famous song is more racist than you remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, true on all counts.
I mean, I would say, have you considered becoming a butler?
Oh, no. That's
your solution?
That is the surest way to wealth.
And then kill the cats?
You don't have to kill. No, listen,
you just have to take care of the cats.
Just take care of the cats.
No, I get you.
I would take care of cats for free.
We know most butlers don't inherit estates, right?
Listen, I'm just saying, if the new American dream is you become a butler.
Sure. Let's start a second Gilded Age since everyone's trying to do that anyways.
Yeah.
I believe the wealth gap is larger now than it was in the Gilded Age.
So it should be a breeze. Sure,
yeah, to be a butler?
Well, to, yes.
Yeah, that
for
part.
For this whole scenario to work out. Perfectly. Yeah.
Just find the one rich person who has any empathy left in their black shriveled little hearts and become their butler.
Yeah.
And then maybe you'll inherit something.
At least they're cats.
Maybe.
Yeah. Great.
Great.
Fra asks, is there a secret country animal military Disney is trying to warn us about?
Whoa.
I remember some farm dogs being in some military outfits similar to the animals in 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah, we commented that.
No outfits.
We commented on that during the viewing where it felt like it almost seemed like they had heard of the midnight bark over in England.
Yeah.
And they were like trying to get something started. But again, they are just two dogs in a very rural setting.
Yeah, they're not as organized as General. Is that the name of the dog in 101 Dalmatians?
There's so much that's borrowed because, 101 Dalmatians was before this movie.
Yes.
And then Jungle Book was right before this movie.
Okay.
And its production pushed back the production of The Aristocats.
Okay.
And was the last movie that Walt Disney greenlit.
Which one?
Before he passed.
The Cats or the book?
Aristocats.
Oh.
Yeah. And did not see through to completion.
Wow.
But he left in his will. Please make a racist caricature, Cats.
Yes.
And put it in there prominently.
Yep.
So I demand.
My last name is Paladrum. Asks, does this movie have the horse that haunts Dan? No.
Frufru's pretty good, though.
Great horse.
Great hat on that horse. Can you talk about that?
Everybody had great hats. I forgot to mention that.
Chapeau.
Yes, very good.
Literally every single character had a hat at one point except the cats.
Yes.
But they... the cat lads had like little bows.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So cute. And then I guess
Marie had two
bows. Had a bow in her hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a little bow on the collar too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Anyway, very cute.
Very cute.
Yeah, good.
And then O'Malley got a little bow tie at the end for the family portrait.
Like a collar, he did, yeah.
Which again, I have to say, it's a little forward of Madame to force him into that and then discuss whether they were going to keep him.
Yeah. Oh, and then to intimate that they would have kittens together.
I mean, she could see it. They are, their chemistry is red hot.
I guess it's 1910. Yeah. You're like, not going to take your cat to get spayed. Listen,
the second she said that, yes, he gulped because he's been a free-willing alley cat for so long. But as soon as that, after the gulp, Madame, or Jesus, I really want Duchess. Madame to be a cat, apparently. Yeah. Duchess leans in, they make eyes,
because
they're going to fuck. After the kittens go to bed.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll have to make a new little, anyway, it doesn't matter. In the movie, when the cats go missing, the Duchess goes and looks for them in a single, very cute little like royal bed,
where
I guess all the cats slept, but they're going to have to get like a marital bed, I guess.
Do you think 10 years they're going to have 8 million cats?
Just the biggest million. Bed you've ever seen.
80 million.
80 million
Plus, she's
cats.
Taking in all the stray cats of Paris.
Jesus. Yeah,
she's going to be the reason all the birds of Paris die.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. Dark stuff.
Did that answer the question?
Anyway, hashtag not my horse.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I appreciate the continued interest in my dream horse. I really feel pretty confident I have invented this horse.
This is amazing.
It's an amalgamation of horse parts. Oh, but
that's such a bummer.
I'll never give up.
If I mean, like, let's make a promise to our listeners right now that if we come across this horse, you will, like, at that exact moment, you will tag everyone in the Discord and just type hot horse, hot horse.
Hot horse, yeah. Hot horse alert.
It might take us several years if we do one Disney movie a year.
It's also, again, possible this horse does not exist.
Yeah.
It's a white horse, right?
It's a white horse. It's got a big butt.
Are you sure it's
sassy?
Not, it's not from...
it's sassy.
Closest horse is from Aladdin. That one's close.
But wasn't there that movie... about ancient Egypt, the new emperor,
Emperor's New Groove.
Emperor's New Groove. Is there a horse in that?
It
seems
like
that would be.
Isn't
there just a bunch of llamas in there?
Yeah.
Llama. Maybe it's llama. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, so a white horse with a large bottom.
Keep your eyes up for a thick ass horse.
Yeah. Horse with a gyat.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
It just means big ass?
Gyat means a couple of things. Okay. One, it's a replacement for...
Hold on. This is our new segment where Dan explains Gen Z slang to us.
Gen A. This is Gen A.
Oh, yeah. God. Okay.
You oldie?
is that Gen A slang?
Oldie?
Oldie, yeah. it's a replacement for like, oh my God. That's its closest thing, right? Oh my God. Gyat. But that also means butt.
Sure, of course it does.
Or specifically... a big butt.
Nice.
Due to someone popularizing it, saying gyat when they saw
a
particular ample posterior that they appreciated.
Fantastic. Yeah.
A YouTuber. So that's the connection.
Wow.
But I think it's become general.
Just like.
Generalized. For example, I went to the Mall of America, local reference.
Uh-huh. And America's
shot,
Mall.
Shot Nerf at a place there that you can shoot Nerf at each other.
Okay.
And it was like me and like 4 to 5, 8 to 12 year olds.
Nice. Were you all?
Who I wrecked.
Was it all a battle royale?
There was multiple games. Okay. There was one team. There was one free for all. But they kept screaming how they got shot in the gyat. It was very funny.
Amazing.
Then, oh, my gyat.
That's fantastic.
Got me in my, anyway, there it is.
Love it. That was your edutainment moment for this episode.
Yes, yes, yes. Edutain moment.
What?
So
good. Moment. So good, Dan. That was a great one.
We all get it. Fra comments, if he's looking for a dapper horse wearing a hat, yes. I mean, I'm always looking for that, but that's not my dream.
Sure, we're all looking for that, both in real life and in film.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like to just see more animals wearing hats generally. Like, I feel like a bunny in a hat is like one of the cutest things ever.
Sure. But they have to be like properly designed, right?
So it's
like upsetting the animal.
Oh, I don't want an uncomfortable hat.
You want a bonnet? What is happening with the ears?
I've never seen a bunny in a hat.
I've seen a bunny in a bonnet.
Mm.
What? Just, in what context?
Am I conflating ice cream brands?
Is there what? Bluebell?
Blue Bonnet?
There's another one?
Blue Bonnet?
Blue Bunny?
Blue Bunny? Are those three different ice creams?
Is Blue Bonnet an ice cream?
Oh, I am just dying here.
Oh, wait. The cheese has the little...
Did somebody say cheese?
Roquefort. Named after cheese. That's clever.
Right. Oh, no. And is Roquefort the voice of Winnie the Pooh?
Yes.
You looked that up.
I did, but I don't remember.
Tommy
Lee Jones?
Tom O'Malley?
Tom O'Malley was the voice to the Blue Man.
Also the Blue Man.
Blue Man Group. Yeah! We're doing great.
Also, Bechdel Wallace.
Yes.
It must pass, right? I wasn't really paying
Marie
attention that much. But
Duchess talk a lot.
And Abigail and her sister. That one is like almost, I felt like they were taunting us because it goes, Abigail, blah, 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 blah. Yes, Teresa. Or
yeah,
whatever
they didn't
it was.
Name
like,
the other one for
they
a few lines.
They kept reusing each other's names. I was like, we get it. It passes.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was very cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, it passed.
That was also in Walt Disney's will.
Also, I think the horse is a lady as well.
Based on the horse's hat at the beginning, I would agree with you.
Yeah. And her singing voice. Oh, incredible.
Like, you believe that horse also wants to be a cat.
Definitely wants to be a cat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Everybody does.
According to the Scat Cat.
But to get back to it, I believe that a hat for a bunny would need to be extremely small.
Yes.
Because it would need to fit in the tiniest divot between ears.
So you're not even saying like holes for ears. You're saying like freestanding.
Like freestanding, like so it wouldn't impede them in any way. It wouldn't be in their peripheral
could, like,
vision.
Fully rotate their ears.
Fully rotate ears. It's just a minuscule Easter hat.
Does the white rabbit in Alice in Wonderland have a hat?
Oh, I couldn't say.
I think the white rabbit just has a vest.
He's got a pocket watch for sure.
Yeah, well,
Glasses, monocle.
He has a vest to hold the pocket watch.
Yeah.
Maybe a monocle because he has to look at the pocket watch. We should probably watch that.
Does he have glasses?
Yeah.
We'll watch it.
I don't know.
Maybe next Valentine's Day.
Queen of Hearts.
Think about it.
Yes.
Right? We haven't watched that before, Am I chasing this situation?
No.
No.
I was going to say Alice in We Wonder.
Oh!
I get it.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. I've been so supportive, Dan. Come on.
That was a supportive comment. I got it. The other thing we got is a rating scale.
Hell yeah, we do.
Cat Lad, not bad.
Not bad at all. Those Cat Lads were not bad.
Yeah, which is a YA graphic novel about a young cat lad's journey of self-acceptance and building confidence up to the point where he thinks of himself as not bad.
I genuinely love this concept.
Right?
Yeah. And not bad is an understatement. It's like not bad. But like between him and his friends, he knows it means like pretty good.
It's kind of cheeky when they say
it. Not bad.
Yeah.
Right.
But they mean very good.
Yeah. Like there's a panel where like they're looking at each other with like very sincere affection.
Oh, absolutely.
And maybe like a little tear is
coming. Okay. Just really fast before you give your rating. At one point when
we can
Madame
keep talking as long as you want before I give my rating. That's editing this.
Je suis désolé.
Just boiling.
It's just steam coming.
Showed
Lanta.
Oh! It was all worth it.
It was all worth it. Wow, okay. I take it all
we
back.
We got her.
This is the best episode ever.
Good job, everyone.
Yeah.
The plan worked.
10 years. 10+ years.
We can safely go home now.
Mission accomplished. Drop the banner.
When Madame is super sad, they make it look like the whole house is crying with the rain falling off of the side of the house and the trees.
She just loves those cats.
Incredible.
She loves those cats.
And a love that Tom O'Malley can't even fathom.
No.
Well, he's been...
Only known lust.
He's known lust on the streets.
And the French delivery driver. That's the kind of human he's
dealing
with. Sacre bleu.
Yeah.
So he's going to have to learn to love being a father, a husband, and a lover of humans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
A treasured pet.
I think he's up for it.
He seems pretty, as we learned with the geese, like he's pretty able to like navigate social situations.
Oh, you think
he's
calling Madame a swan?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she won't understand it, but hell yeah.
Dad, you get three cat lad not bads.
Yes, I did.
There were cats, which is good. Punish. You're going to punish it for being racist.
That's correct. I do want to punish it for being racist, even though I play the devil's advocate in our conversation that was sparked by that title card.
Yeah.
But it was, the cats were very cute and it was charming. And I was very delighted by Mr. O'Malley, who was like way more of a, I don't know, almost like crooner type than I was expecting.
Yeah.
Which was very delightful. So I'm going to, again, I would like to bump it up to four, but as punishment for Walt Disney's will and testament to make a racist character of a cat, 3.5. I will up it a half.
Wow.
Which is a small story put out on Free Comic Book Day to promote Cat Lad Not Bad.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Beth.
Yes.
Lebeth.
You gave it a...
She's so mad at us.
Oh, God. If I get some video at least once.
Not Mott. Outstanding.
Yep. What? Not Mott.
On a log. Great. This is pretty high watermark for bad handwriting here.
Are you writing about the Komodo dragon?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Well, that's listen to the first half again if you want to
know. If you want to remember what that said.
I still like it. I don't like that part. I really wish that they would address it in a different way. I think they could cut it out, and I think that they can spend the money on it.
They can spend the money.
Yeah, I think they should spend the money
on
it.
There you go.
But I think the movie is really charming, and I love the animation, and the cats are so cute, and I think that's the songs are fun. So I'm gonna keep it at four.
Nice.
Okay. I give it a 3, and I just wrote cute, ? I guess the cats, probably.
Probably.
The cats were cute. I didn't like the racist cat. I don't know. It didn't do a lot for me. It was like, oh, yeah, it's fun. I'm glad these animals made it home.
Do you think you just associate it with babysitting reluctantly and making like so much money as a kid, Aristocat?
Yeah, maybe.
Kind of your first job.
Yeah.
I mean, my first actual paying job, I made $7 an hour, which was fully $3 over minimum wage.
Wow.
Damn.
$20 an hour to watch your little sister watch a movie?
Here and there.
Ugh.
So you make like 40 a month, maybe?
No. Come on. At least. If it's just once a week, $40 a week for 4 weeks? $160.
I don't remember.
I'm calling your mom.
Okay. Call her. Yeah. She'd love to talk to you.
That's probably true.
Oh, she's so nice.
She is very nice.
I seriously though, that is like, did they give you an allowance?
Yeah.
And in the addition baby to money?
Yeah.
God,
oh my
damn.
God. You are an aristocrat.
Listen, California prices, one avocado cast cost $500 because of inflation back in whatever year.
Yeah.
I am outraged.
Something, the Clinton administration. Yeah. Avocados are very expensive.
Gas is very expensive in California.
But you weren't even driving.
I drove eventually.
So they were paying you in with the idea that you'd have enough money to
eventually
pay for gas
you'll
later.
Need this money.
Yeah.
Great, sure.
This is for your mortgage.
Wow.
Like, I pay our babysitter from across the street.
Yeah.
$10 an hour, and her dad is like, oh, okay.
And she's 35 years old. Wow.
It seems like too much money.
Okay.
Do you think they just didn't trust you? So they're like, we got to make an incentive.
Sure. I mean, I could be wrong too, but that's my memory.
You're pulling the rug out of this whole story now.
20's in there somewhere.
Are
maybe
you just trying to be accepted?
Either my allowance. I mean, yeah. 20 was either my allowance or my hourly rate.
Okay.
It could have been both.
Whoa.
Well, not bad, cat lad.
Yeah. Thanks.
My parents are divorced. Molly, you gave it a 3. You have no memory but high hopes.
That is still true. Mm. Although there was one line that I recognized, and for a brief moment I thought, oh no, I have seen this, but I haven't, I'm pretty sure. And I don't have the nostalgia that Beth did, but I have a warmer heart than you do, Dan. And I was able to see the charm and have a very good time watching this movie, minus, as we've discussed, the conversation starter portion. So I'm going to give it 4.
Wow.
Cat lad, not bad.
Nice.
I don't think I actually said it.
Oh my God.
Come on, Dan. Was it $20 an hour?
Yeah, put $20 an hour for Dan 3.
This movie is barely 2 hours. So I gotta make 40.
Sorry, man.
You can't even buy one sourdough Carl's Jr. sandwich for that.
Oh, a Frisco patty or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to do like the sourdough clam chowder.
What?
Oh, clam chowder and a sourdough bread bowl?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that a California thing?
I think it's like a San Francisco thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
San Francisco.
Go down to the wharf.
Mm-hmm.
Le wharf.
Le wharf.
Oh, I shall traverse down to Le Wharf and look at Le Boats.
Yeah, Le Wharf. Jean-Luc Picard is there too.
Captain Patrick Stewart, take me to your space adventures. Let us explore the stars
and bed
numerous women of multiple primary colors for skin.
Would you like to make a premier contact Le first?
Alors, it is Le Commission. They have come
it's
to
me, Jordi Lafleur.
Yes, Beth. Embrace it.
Oh, Le Warp Core is overheating.
Le Warp Core is short. Oh, it is Data the robot. He is trying to understand the emotion, but has a fully functioning set of genitalia as established in season 1, I believe.
Touch your...
Oh, the hollow dick.
Data, what?
I meant the hollow dick.
Oh, sure you did. Sure you did. It's probably hollow. He's a fucking robot. You think Dr. Soong is going to spend money on like a fully integrated, like solid penis? No. He's like, it's a tube. It moves. It's fine. It's me, Dr. Nguyen Soong.
Yo, I'm over here making androids.
Oh, they look just like me because I'm a narcissist.
Dabagoo. Dr. Nguyen Soong.
It's Star Trek. The Next Generation, brought to you by Paramount Plus, streaming everywhere.
Beth, we can stop.
I mean, Beth could stop this at any time. She has the power to shut this down. She could paint a fruit bowl over this entire episode. Yeah.
Totes Recall is hosted by Molly Chase, Beth Gibbs, Dan DeQuette, and Dan Linden. Produced by Beth Gibbs. New episodes of Totes Recall drop on the 15th of every month. For more information and bonus content, visit us at totesrecall.com. Thank you so much for listening.